It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're listening to 96.5 The Fan from the Mission Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Studios. He's the best quarterback in the NFL. He's taken your Chiefs to the mountaintop 3 different times.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
And he sits down with one show across the entire country for an exclusive one-on-one interview. Your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes on The Drive.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. Rob is here as well, taking you up until 6 o'clock. Every week we get an opportunity to catch up with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. This is the first time in a while that we have talked to Patrick Mahomes after a loss. They lost on Sunday to the Buffalo Bills. My first question to the quarterback was, how comparable was Sunday's road environment to the one that you faced last year in the postseason in Buffalo?
Yeah, no, I mean, the crowd was definitely live out there. Obviously, I think the postseason was a little bit rowdier just because, I mean, it's a playoff football game. That's kind of how it is at every stadium. But they packed it out, man. It was a hostile environment for sure.
You're a history, you know, buff when it comes to the game and a story, and so to speak. What is it like to be in the middle of one of those kind of, you know, Colts and Patriots kind of rivalries where, you know, every time you guys play Buffalo, there's big stakes on board, and you know it's always going to be a tightly contested game going into the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely cool. I mean, to be able to be in one of those games where it means a ton for seeding and everything like that as far as playoffs and stuff like that. But it's just cool going up against the best of the best. And we've been able to play Buffalo these last few years, and it's been a lot of fun. Obviously, we've won some and lost some.
You guys obviously never want to lose, but in some ways, is there a relief to kind of not have to talk about being undefeated every week? Like, that conversation was really going to ramp up if you guys had won this game, that now it's about the things that really matter, taking care of business in the AFC West, locking up a one seed, and putting you guys in the best position to go back to another Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, either way. I mean, I don't think it wasn't too much of a distraction or anything like that. I think we were just going about it one week at a time, and obviously there won't be no questions at all because we have the loss. So I guess that could be a good thing, but at the same time, we have to focus on just getting better every week and trying to play our best football as the season goes on.
What was the tone around the team? You know, it's been a while since you guys have had a regular season loss, a loss period. You know, we're talking about almost going on a calendar year. For some of the guys on the team, this is the first time they've lost in their NFL career. What was kind of the tone for the team after the game, and how do you get those guys refocused as you head into another week and another week of practice?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you don't want to ever lose. So, I mean, guys weren't happy. But at the same time, I think guys understand that we have to be better. We have to execute the details better and play better football if we want to continue to stack up wins. It's about learning from this experience. I mean, obviously you don't want to lose any more games or anything like that. But you have to get better each and every week. And I think that's something that we can do following this loss.
Is that tone set by the coaches? Is that tone set by someone like you, Travis, Chris, guys that have kind of been through the ups and downs of a season? Obviously, you want to keep things in a perspective. You guys are still 9-1 and still in line to do all of those things. But that message this week, is that coming more from the players or is that coming more from the coaches?
I think it comes from everybody. I mean, that's what makes us such a great team, is the coaches hold themselves accountable just like the players hold themselves accountable. And it kind of goes throughout the entire building. So we make sure that we just get to practice and we continue to work get better. But I mean the coaches emphasize it, we emphasize it as players, and then we go out there and execute whenever game day comes.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick, let's talk about some things that happened in the game. There were some good and bad from Xavier Worthy, in my opinion. Let's talk about the drive that he had. That, to me, kind of felt like a, man, everything is starting to click moment. He finished with 4 catches for 61 yards. I thought Xavier Worthy played as well as he's played in about a couple of months or so.
Yeah, I think you see his confidence. He has a better understanding for the entire offense, and When he got in some man-type situations, he was winning and getting himself open. So, I mean, he's going to continue to get better and better. I mean, he's still a young kid. I mean, he's 21 years old and out here in the NFL getting a high volume of snaps, and he's making plays when he's getting opportunities. And so, like I said after the game, we have to continue to get him more and more involved in the offense throughout the entire game. But I thought he had a good game, all things considering.
Take us through the deep pass play that resulted in an incompletion. What we kind of talked about on the show was, sure, you could probably make a better throw in that scenario, put the ball in a better spot to help lead to a touchdown, but I also don't think that play should result in an incompletion either. Just kind of take us through that balance and how you guys can kind of help him get just some better field awareness, in my mind.
I think more than anything, it was kind of a play that you just have to learn from in general for me and for him. I mean, I think that wasn't necessarily the first read of the play, but I just how the safety reacted to the run fake, I knew that he was going to have some free room over there, and didn't fully see him, but try to put it out there for him to make a play. And wish I could have kind of set my feet, seen him, and just thrown a ball where he can lead him upfield, where he can score a touchdown. But I think just more and more reps that we get with that play, then and those type throws will just continue to get better. And I know everybody hates it. It's kind of happened a couple of times this year, but at the same time, I feel like we're getting closer and closer, and you want to be able to hit those as the playoffs come around and into the rest of his career.
That's sort of how it feels to me. You know, you guys have kind of had one of those moments in each of the last game, you know, against Tampa Bay, against the Broncos, and against Buffalo. It does feel like as we get closer to the postseason, when you really want to get this thing right, it does feel like you guys are on track to getting that part of your game figured out.
Yeah, and I think it's shown over time, man. As you continue to get more and more reps, you get a feel for how the guy runs routes. You get a feel for how I want him to be in certain spots at certain timings. And I think he's getting more confident and being able to be himself. And I think whenever you're playing and not thinking is when you can play your best. And I think he's getting to that point.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. How good is it to get Juju Smith-Schuster back? It feels like just with Pacheco coming back to practice, Aminahu coming back to practice, Juju playing on Sunday against Buffalo, it feels like you guys are kind of coming out on the other side of some of the bad injury luck you guys had in the first half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to get those guys back, man. They worked their tail off, and so I'm excited to start getting some of those guys back on the field and letting them get back to being the special players that they are. And it was good to have Juju out there, man, someone I have a lot of confidence in. And I think as we continue to get more and more guys back, we'll continue to be better, especially offensively, and be able to go out there next year at a higher level. And I'm just excited for what we have in store for these last few weeks going into the postseason.
I'm not sure if Pacheco's going to play at this game, but I do think he plays before the end of the month, either in this game against Carolina or against the Raiders. What is it going to be like to get him back, and how do you incorporate both backs into the system, as Kareem Hunt has also had a lot of success?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a special group, man. I mean, to be able to have Kareem and how he's playing and how he's running the ball, getting those extra yards, and then adding Pop, who we know is going to be excitement, and he's going to have energy, and he's going to make big plays happen and run tough. I think it's going to be hard for defenses to account for, and as well as you get the run game going, it opens up the pass game as well. And so I'm excited for it, man. I'm excited to get guys healthy, get them back in the swing of things, and let them go out there and be the special players that they are.
I know you've broken down the film. What do you think Buffalo did against Travis Kelce that gave them so much success?
All honesty, man, they did what they always do. I mean, they just played at a high intensity, a high level, and really focused in on trying to take away what you're good at, and they did a good job of that. I got to be better at getting him involved early and getting him some throws. Even on the first interception, I probably could just fit the ball into Trav and get the first down. And so, I mean, just stuff like that to get him going and get him involved in the offense. And, I mean, that's how some games roll, and other guys stepped up and made plays like Noah and Xavier, but getting those main guys going will help out the entire offense.
I was just going to ask you about Noah. He had two touchdowns in this game. He's really been a good piece for you guys. How have you seen his game grow over the years as you and him build rapport and continue to build on that chemistry?
Yeah, I think it's just me having confidence in him. As I watch film, it seems like every year when I do our scheme evaluation, I look at the film and I'm just like, man, if I just give Noah some of those opportunities, he's open a lot of the times during the game. And even in this last game, I threw a ball to Trav in the early second half where Noah kind of breaks open late. And that's not necessarily the first read, but it's one that I can alert and get to if I like the matchup. And so just continue to give him more and more opportunities to make plays. He's a guy that's going to do everything it takes to win the football game, and you want those guys on your team.
You guys' final touchdown drive, I think that was the best drive that you guys have had this season. You guys never faced a third down. You went down the field. As you watch the film, how is that something you guys can continue to replicate to get this offense firing on all cylinders?
Yeah, I think it's just having the urgency that we have on those final drives throughout the entire game. I mean, it seems like whenever we get down into a spot where we have to score a touchdown, we go out there and score a touchdown. And I think if we can have that urgency and that sense of I don't want to say pressure, but that sense of I got to do this right now every single drive, then we'll be a hard football team to beat. And it's about learning how to do that and then maintaining that throughout an entire football game.
How do you guys keep that urgency against this opponent? I mean, this game is sandwiched in between some pretty big games. You know, you go on the road against Buffalo. You got Black Friday coming up at home against a divisional opponent, a hated rival in the Raiders. How do you guys keep that intensity up on the road against in Carolina?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you turn on the tape and you see these, especially these last 2 weeks, this team's playing good football. I mean, I'm not going to say that they started off the year they wanted the way they wanted to, but they've gotten healthier. Their quarterback's playing good football, and their defense is playing really good these last few weeks. And so they had a bye week. They're going to be confident. We're going to have to go down there and play at their place, and they're going to give us everything they have. And so it's going to be a great game, man. And I'm not going to let the record fool me. I know this team has a lot of great football players, and it's going to take our best football to go out there and get a win.
Patrick, this is your first time playing against the Panthers on the road. Is this your first time in Charlotte? You know, that's not a Major League Baseball city. You know, maybe you had win with your pops before. This is your first time playing there. Are you even familiar with Charlotte?
I believe I've been there once. I can't remember exactly. I believe I've been there once on a golfing type trip at some point a while back. But I mean, I think it's a great city from everything I've heard, and they got a lot of young, talented players that are hungry, and it's gonna be a great football game.
I'll get you out of here with this. I would say that my two favorite college football players growing up were Reggie Bush and Cam Newton. Obviously, he's a great Panther. Who was that college football player for you growing up that you were just always gonna be a huge fan of?
Cam's a good one. I think Cam's a good one just because I saw him play when he was at Blinn College against Tyler Junior College. They won like 70-7. So he's a good one that I always think about. Tim Tebow was a big one with just how good that Florida football team was. And then obviously the big one for me was Vince Young, just because being in Texas and playing USC in that Rose Bowl was a special moment for any Texas football fan.
I love Vince Young too, but you know he cost Reggie Bush that national championship. That moment always hurts me.
Yeah, I know, but that was good. That was good for me, you know, to see Vince go out there and dominate college football. And I mean, like, just like the hero type figure. I mean, the guy that could run, throw, do it all. Even before that was the thing.
That is Patrick Mahomes joining us on the show today, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. They look to get back on their winning path against Carolina this weekend. Pat, man, I'm looking forward to talking Thanksgiving with you next week, man. I appreciate you.
Yep, good seeing you.